Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Flying on Alan Air today is someone who can do everything. Sitcoms, dramas, films, stand-up comedy. In fact, you can catch her brand new stand-up show, Bosch, this autumn, going all around the UK. You can also catch her on Channel 4's Taskmaster. Please welcome on board Afterlife's Kerry Godleman. Final boarding call for Kerry Godleman. Kerry Godleman, this is the final boarding call. Final boarding call for Kerry Godleman. Thank you. Look who we've got on board. Kerry Godleman, how are you doing, Kerry, love?
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Why did you choose Alan Air, can I ask you?
Because it's got such a great reputation.
Hasn't it just?
The party airline.
You don't even wear seatbelts.
No, there's always turbulence.
A lot of turbulence, yeah. And it's at you. Because now they're doing on flights, they're stopping people from having a drink. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, no, really? Limiting maybe. I'm being a bit exaggerated.
I don't drink on planes anymore.
Why?
I get a headache. I can't barely drink at all on the ground. But in the air with all that compression and...
You get pissed quickly, don't you?
I do. I'm a real lightweight now. Mm. I can't drink on a plane.
And you've just come back from Glastonbury.
Yes, and I didn't go mad there either.
No. Tell me your highlight, because I always
Going to bed at the end of the evening in my camper van. I just slid that door shut, popped the earplugs in, night-night.
Kerry, this is an aspirational podcast. It's meant to be inspiring. Yes, you're in bed at Glastonbury.
Yeah, but in a lovely camper van.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's lovely. It's got curtains and I had a duvet.
Do you have your own toilet?
No, it's one of those, it's not a mobile home. It's a camper van. There's a difference, you see.
Oh.
I could go into it, but it's really boring. I haven't got a chemical
no,
toilet.
No, I don't want to hear about it either. I went 2016 to see my good friend Adele, and no one ever hears me.
I
don't like to mention it. The thing, can I say about Adele?
Go on.
I do interviews, and they just cut everything out, and they just keep the Adele bit in. So everyone was saying, I'm like Sunita to her Simon Cowell. You know when Sunita goes, oh, Simon, I feel sorry for Sunita, because that's what I'm like. I do an hour-long interview, they cut all the crap.
They just want the Adele stuff.
Yeah.
Don't bother with the other stuff anymore, Alan.
I know, just because...
Just walk into rooms and go, anyway, so Adele said
to me, move. No, So I went to see 2016 and I was in VIP. Now, their idea of VIP is not my idea of VIP.
Oh, really?
I still had to queue up to use the toilet.
Oh, no. Weren't you on the hay bales with Joe Wiley and all that kind of...
No. I was next to a septic tank.
No. It is hard to find glamour at Glastonbury, it must be said.
And, of course, it was the rainiest one ever. And when I went to Best of All, that was the rainiest one ever. And I'll never forget, I think I've mentioned this before, a head of a child in the mud going, Mummy, I want to go home.
What?
She's sunk. One of the stages has sunk. Will Young had sunk. I think Will Young had sunk. Or his stage has sunk. And a child had sunk.
Yeah, they're not fun, the rainy ones. They're awful.
No.
But this year wasn't rainy. It was lovely.
And did you see Diana Ross?
I saw Diana Ross.
Did she sound good?
She sounded fine. She's 78. I think people can be a bit mean.
Yeah, yeah.
She looked great. She came out in this beaded gown and it was a hot day. Mm. And I was like, you're going to regret that, Di. You're going to regret that. That's going to be heavy and hot. Yeah. But she banged out the singers.
Please tell me you wrote that on a banner as she came on. You're going to be heavy and hot.
Oh, love. You're going to made some interesting choices there. But she was brilliant.
And Paul McCartney?
He was great. We were too far back, really. I think I probably should have watched that one on the telly. We were quite far back. I haven't got the appetite to go down the front.
No.
I worry about the people down the front. Mm. I'm like, when are you going to go to the loo? How's that all going to work?
Well, they just get it out, don't they?
Well, I went with my husband. When we first started going
out... Men can do that.
I know. But when Ben and I first started going out, I said, come to Glastonbury. It's loads of fun because he'd never been. He didn't like it. It was a rainy year. Mm. And then a bloke pissed up the back of his leg in the middle of Coldplay. And he went, I'm not having fun. I'm not enjoying this. I don't get this. I don't understand it. And I was like, fair enough. Fair enough. Oh, and he's never been back. He didn't come with me this time.
I will fix you. And then you can back in your leg.
Splashed back down the back of his leg. He was like, this is disgusting. And it is sometimes.
Yeah.
There's
a
lot of smells there.
Mm, mm.
But I do like it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. And you do festivals with your stand-up, don't you?
Yes, I had a gig, and I'm doing Latitude as well.
Ah, that's a nice
one. I love Latitude, it's so civilised.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
No one throws tomatoes, it's quiche, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're going on tour.
I am.
Gosh, well, you've been on tour, and you're so popular, it's coming back.
Put some more dates in, Alan. I thought, why not? I've written
a
show, and I'm going to ring it out.
My God, you're going everywhere. Newcastle, Under Lyme, Newbury, Birmingham, Leicester, Chatham, Warrington, Horsham, Chelmsford... And then Tenbury Wells. Oh, wow. Because you are so funny. And we gig together, aren't we?
Yeah.
Do you remember that place where Portugal had beaten England and they tried to burn down the Nando's?
I do remember that. I do remember that gig. It all went a bit weird.
It did go a bit weird and we were a bit worried.
Yeah, we were.
But they were lovely because I was expecting people like, you know, because I look Portuguese. I look very Latino.
You do. I can see that.
And what's your bosh about then? Give me a little brief synopsis.
It's about...
You always do personal stuff, don't you?
Domestic. It's always about sort of home life. The title itself came on the back of Taskmaster because the way I approached Taskmaster, which I thought was just the obvious and only way... was just get the job done, like, you know, bish, bash, bosh. Whereas I'm always amazed other people on there just stand there scratching their ass. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Crack on.
Yeah.
And then Greg kept sort of saying, oh, bosh, Kerry Godlin, boshing it out.
Yeah.
So I liked that nickname, so I called my tour that. So it's a bit about why I'm like that and how sometimes that serves me well, like on Taskmaster. Sometimes not so much, like when you're trying to be a nurturing mother.
Yeah.
It's not effective in that context.
Why do you think it is so popular? It's just mad, isn't it? It's
Taskmaster?
Yeah.
Oh, I just think it's the most joyful thing. It's so playful.
Yeah.
You should do it.
They ask me all
I
the
bet
time,
they do.
Honestly. But once this tour's over, I will.
Oh, I really think you'd love it, Alan. It's so much fun.
It looks fun.
It's not a panel show where it's hard to explain it. It's like playing. You're just playing.
Yeah.
And you can have so much fun with it and they don't stitch you up. It's like they just celebrate people's nature and the studio stuff is hilarious and Greg and Alex are just... It's the best double act on telly. I just love it.
Because where do you find the time? Because you're also doing Undeclared War on Channel 4. That's
totally
different.
That's a drama. That's a very... Yeah. There's no comedy in that. That is a very serious drama on Channel 4. We shot that a while ago. So, that was in the can quite a long time ago. And
isn't it funny you have this career where you can sort of do everything? Stand up.
I am lucky.
Yeah. It's great, really.
I am lucky, that I get to do drama and comedy.
Hello, sir. Yes. Left is for first class, right is for economy. Yes, just go down the aisle and turn right at the blue plaque. Yeah, there's a blue plaque on there because Adele flew with us a few years back. Adele, yes, the singer. I know Adele. Did I tell you I knew Adele? Yeah, come back. I've got it's anecdotes amazing. Come back.
Tell us a UK gem. What's a place that you love in... Didn't someone think I said a UK Jen? Someone called Jen, who lived in the UK. Jen.
I love Jen.
Jen Barnes?
And
Jen,
I'll go to Jen's house every August if I can squish it in.
I need to change this question. UK, somewhere where you go, it can be a cove, it can be a pub, it can be a walk, it can be somewhere in London, it can be a church. Somewhere where you go, this is really nice.
I love Dorset. I go to Dorset every summer.
Born in Weymouth.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Oh, I just love Dorset. We go to Bridport a lot, that little bit of Jurassic Coast. I camp a lot down there. There's some lovely campsites that I won't mention the name of because I don't want them to be spoiled. I want to keep them exclusive.
Isn't that lovely?
Isn't
what
that
a lovely attitude.
And generous?
What a lovely attitude
they're
to have.
They're for me. They're mine. I love it down there. Mm. It's just a lovely part of the country. I think Cornwall's beautiful, but it's just a bit too far. So Dorset's half the distance and just as beautiful.
I agree. I've been filming an Agatha Christie documentary down in Dorset because she loved Torquay.
Yes, she did.
Yes, I used to holiday in Torquay.
Isn't that, where's Rebecca? Oh, that is Cornwall, isn't
that's
it?
That's Cornwall. That's Manderley, isn't it? That's the house that's down there.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Yeah. And mind you, Daphne du Maurier was friends with Agatha Christie.
Oh, right, they were mates, were they?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a small world for lady crime writers.
This has turned into a
sort of talking
after dark.
Of lady crime characters.
Yeah.
The other place I would recommend is Whitstable.
Whitstable Pearl.
Whitstable Pearl. I play a detective on Acorn TV called Whitstable Nolan.
Yeah.
And it's all set in Whitstable. And I think that's a lovely little town.
Yes.
And I've spent a lot of time there now because we've been filming down there.
People are kicking off though.
Why?
Second homes.
I know. They call them DFLs in the...
Down from London's.
Down from London's, yeah. And it is a bit like that. So there is a bit of tension with the locals. They're like, stay out, you push the prices up. But it is such a lovely little town.
Yeah.
And I do have a little look on right move now and then.
Yeah, why not?
Why
love?
Not have a cheeky little wank on right move?
Wank.
A little property wank.
Yeah, yeah. We all do that, don't
we
you?
We all do that.
On my Instagram, I like this house and I get all the stuff coming through. And I talk about algorithms.
Yes.
This woman was cuddling this dog on Instagram. It looks so cute. And I clicked on it and she was putting the dog down.
Oh.
So now I have...
You fell down a
fucking dead
hole.
Dogs being sent to me and I don't need it right now.
Well, what have we learned? What have we learned from that?
Yeah.
Do not click...
I know.
On things that you...
She was struggling the dog and then it was a hashtag dead dog. Hashtag...
And now you just get bombarded with dead dogs.
Yeah, on Instagram and everyone's looking at people in bikinis and speedos. Oh, look, I'm on a yacht. You'll remember me. It's like a Doberman being put down. It's so depressing.
Yeah, I'll bet that is.
So Whitstable, you like that.
Yeah.
So where did you go on holiday as a kid?
So when I was little, we'd probably go to Dorset. We did go to Dorset a lot, camping. I think that's why I like it, because it does remind me of being a kid.
Yeah.
And my mum's from Yorkshire, so sometimes a bit of that Yorkshire coast.
Oh, nice.
Like Whitby and Scarborough.
Filey?
I don't know Filey.
Oh, do you go to that thing where they say, you know, in the Dracula book, Dracula turned up and there's a laminate sign, Dracula is not in here.
No, isn't Dracula Whitby?
That's what you said, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but you said Filey.
Yeah, but Filey's up the road.
Oh, is it? Oh, I haven't done my geography. Sorry.
Like two people with dementia.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Filey, Whitby.
Filey.
I do like it up there, that bit of coast. Always the seaside for me.
The seaside?
Love the seaside.
Did you go to Scarborough?
Yes, I did go to Scarborough. But then when I was a bit older and people went abroad, we'd go to Crete.
Oh, I bet
Love
you
Greek.
Had a few holiday romances. I bet there's
a few
waiters.
Snogs with Greek boys.
Yeah. Yes. Anyone you get in touch with or no? Just no.
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 It was pre-internet. There's no means. All those things. It's the joy of being a pre-internet person is no one will ever know what
no,
we are.
No.
All our grubby secrets are gone forever.
Yeah. In a week. Phew, yeah. Gone.
Vanished.
Yeah,
little grope on a Greek beach. Who need ever know?
Yeah, and then you're never going to take their address down and they didn't even expect your address.
No, absolutely not. That wasn't the point of the exchange.
No, no.
Little fumble, good night.
Welcome on board flight 2479 to Transylvania. I am afraid the flight has been delayed by one, 2, 3, hours.
Tell us somewhere you've been that you really didn't like, and we're not shaming places, we're not trying to attack a country. We've had things on here where someone's gone there and they fell off. I always use this Amanda Olden thing. She went to Cyprus once, caught in a mini tornado. Never again. And she went, I'm going to go back there. Fell off a water ski and broke a leg. So she hates Cyprus. But it's nothing to do with the Cypriot people.
No,
but she hates the country. Has anything happened to you like that?
I do set the bar too high with holidays. Mm. And I do spend a lot of time like internet searching, just scrolling and scrolling until you find what you think is going to be the ultimate holiday. And I do remember once spending hours and hours and hours booking a French campsite, and I found one that I thought was idyllic, and it was in Loire. And when we got there, it was a shithole. And we had this porter, not Luke, what do I mean? Porter cabin. You know those like Euro campy things where it's all set up?
Yeah.
But you could hear the motorway. Oh. So obviously you don't get audio from a website. You should.
Yeah.
You should be able to hear what you hear on the website.
That's
but you
good.
Could hear what was the equivalent of the like A40 just very close to the campsite, and I just sat and cried. I have had a few holidays where the weather has let me down. Crete, when I was heavily pregnant, I had one of those last chance holidays where you're like, before the baby, before your life's ruined. So I went on one of those holidays and it pissed it down every single day, and I was just looking at flights home because there was nothing to do there except sunbathe, and there was no sun.
That is the thing with some places, you know, these Greek islands. If the weather's crap,
there's
you're stuck.
Nothing and to do.
I don't like having a telly in the bedroom. I'm just saying that telly in the bedroom is for.
Go on.
Reading and wanking.
Yeah.
Masturbating.
Reading a novel when you're really sad and crying, you know, in a rainy, like, seaside town. I was so depressed on that holiday. So it's not the place's fault.
No, we're not saying that. We're not slagging off Crete.
No. I mean, I've had some lovely holidays in Crete. I don't like places that are too touristy, which I always think is a bit shitty if you are a tourist because you are part of the problem.
But
you've got to get that rustic tourism balance just...
Have you been to Portofino where, you know, it's just, you're just shuffling around a beautiful coastal place with all the pretty flowers.
Oh, that sounds nice.
No, but everyone's there. You can't get in. Oh, yeah, it's just shuffling.
When
I mean shuffling, you're like in a queue. Heaving. It's like Black Friday on a Greek island. It's like Black Friday at a Primark or New Look.
It's not. I like it rustic. I want an old woman with no teeth and a basket of olives on her head. I want that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to order food in English. I don't speak any languages.
No, okay.
So I need the menu to be in English.
Do you need the menu, photos of the menu on a laminate?
Preferably pictures.
And then you don't even have to talk to the local. No, just jab it.
I want that.
Egg and chips. Are you stupid? Egg and chips.
I'm really ashamed that I don't speak any languages. No. I mean, even like I did do French at school, but I can't even do basic French when we're in France.
I've got an A level in French, but I'm frozen in time.
Oh, really?
I still live in Northampton and have a black and white dog called Minstrel. He died 27 years ago.
Oh, that's all you can say.
J'ai 15 ans. I'm 15, which I can get away in some lights when I'm dressed as a scout.
Which you do when you go on holiday.
Yeah, I do, yes. I just want to kick back and relax.
Yes, it makes me happy.
Get me toggle out. Oh, dear.
Hiya, madam. Would you like anything off the trolley? Papas Fritas? Papas Fritas. What's Papas Fritas? No, we don't have Papas Fritas. Can you point to the picture on the laminate? Chips. You want chips? Why didn't you say? What the fuck's Papas Fritas?
I know you love your camping and all that, but where's the most decadent hotel you've been at? I mean, we're talking, I know everyone's struggling at the minute, but come on, we've had people who've been on beaches where it's been made of marble. They've made marble.
Oh. I think the nicest...
Swimming pool in your bedroom, we've heard that.
Oh, yes. I did have a holiday in Skiathos once where I had a private pool. I did a voiceover for, I don't know if they're still going, Cosmos Holidays. I think they folded now. Anyway, they
not
gave me a discount.
Your...
Yeah. I
How bad was that advert you did?
Go to Greece! Just book it! they offered me a discount and I did have a fancier holiday than I was used to, and I had a private pool in my room, and that was really lovely. That's in Skiathos. Nice. When we went, I went on my honeymoon to New York. Mm-hmm. I say in the singular, my husband was with me. We went together. And we, I can't remember the name of it, but we did stay in a posh hotel in Manhattan.
Well, you have to.
Yeah, of course. And I did sort of think, this is lovely, but we were barely there, and it seemed a bit of a waste of money,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes, like, really specialing out, even if it's a city, if it's a city holiday, you're not really there that much, are you?
No, no.
But a beachy holiday, yes, I think it's worth a bit of spesh.
Do you have, what do you think of America? I mean, do you have a profile over there? I suppose with Afterlife.
A little bit on the back of Afterlife, yeah, yes. Yeah. My friend Sue went to Manhattan around the time when season one came out, and she sent me a picture of her in Times Square pointing to an enormous picture of me when they were doing the Afterlife promotion,
amazing.
Which was exciting, yeah.
Yeah.
I've only been a couple of times. I remember when I went, I shot a film out in LA and I got the bus and everyone told me not to get the bus. Mm. Everyone's like, no one gets buses. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to get a bus. I'm keeping it real. And while I was waiting at the bus stop, quite a few people recognised me from Derek. They were like, hey, it's the girl from Derek. Why are you getting a bus? So it was kind of like, maybe I should get an Uber. But
they don't even like walking over there. I love a walk after my meal.
Me too. I don't understand that whole culture there.
No, and then you say, where's something? And they go, oh my God, you're going to have to get a taxi.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get, and then it's there. It's
I know,
there,
they get like Ubers to the end of the street. Yeah. It's insane.
I know, I like a walk and they think you're homeless.
I know, but you can in New York. They walk about in New York,
oh, yeah,
but just not in LA. I love it there. I do like America. I've only been to New York and LA. I'd love to see more of it.
No. Well, they're the earrings of America, aren't they? They're the jewels.
That's a nice metaphor.
Yeah, lovely. How crazy have you ever been on holiday? Do you skinny dip after a few margaritas?
I probably did on those Greek holidays when I was younger, snogging boys. But
skinny dip
really.
Now?
No, don't skinny dip now.
Okay.
Wouldn't risk it.
Risk it? What?
I don't know.
What
about... I might get pap talent.
Oh, yeah, all right. Oh, wow. Okay.
No,
wow.
I'm joking.
I was talking about Portuguese man of war or something and stinging you.
I meant that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I've never really fancied skinny dipping. Like, what's the appeal?
I've done it pissed. I've never, ever do it sober. Never. I've done it pissed.
Yeah.
I've said this before. I did it in Maui as well. And I went down, me and Paul went down there skinny dipped in the thing. And then we told the woman the next day, we said, oh my God, we were so naughty last night. We skinny dipped and her face went white. She said, there's so many tiger sharks down there.
Oh.
I know.
So you had a lucky escape.
I could have been dragged under by a tiger shark. Because my naked body washed up on the beach.
Yeah, that is proper scary.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, no. Now you've properly put
sharks. Are you quite adventurous with the food, my love? Will you have street food? Will you maybe have chicken feet?
No to chicken feet. I mean, I do. What's that massive square in Marrakesh where there's like a food market?
Jemaa El Fanar Square.
That's it.
Perfect.
It's one of the main cultural spaces in Marrakesh.
That's it. That's the one. I love it there. I love it that you can just eat all the food and sit out and so atmospheric.
But did you get the people putting the snake around you? That's what I didn't like.
I don't remember that. I do remember a lot of haggling. And it's exhausting haggling.
Yeah.
It's so tiring because you're like, I'll just pay the first price.
Yeah, and then you get misinformation because they say, oh, no, they are offended if you accept the price.
Yes.
Go down quite low. And I did that once. I said, oh, no, 10. He went, fuck off.
In Moroccan or just straight English?
He went, fuck off.
I remember as well getting really involved in the haggling and then it transpired that it wasn't... Is it dirham, their currency?
Dirham,
that
yes.
He said, no, American dollars. When they suddenly flip it and say, oh, no, that's in American dollars, you're like, no. You're being bucked about.
Yeah, yeah. Did you go to Yves Saint Laurent's garden in Marrakesh?
I did.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Isn't it beautiful?
I found it really peaceful.
Yes.
Where do you see yourself? You're 100 years old. You've still got all your faculties. You've got your blanket over your knee.
Like the old woman in Titanic.
That's it.
Yeah, she's a good
78 years. Where are you sitting and where are you looking out in the world? You can be anywhere. You've got all your facilities.
I've got all my facilities.
You've got a toilet, washing machine, dishwasher.
Aircon.
Aircon. Yeah, where do you see yourself?
It would be by the sea, definitely.
Lovely.
Looking out of sea. I'd like to say abroad, but I'm quite happy in the UK. I don't mind.
Dorset, Lulworth Cove?
Yeah, I think I would happily just have a nice beach house, mm-hmm. like the one at the end of Beaches.
I saw that film with the recently. Wicker chair, it's still and great, the blanket. Isn't it?
It's so great. I showed it to my kids thinking, this is going to be great. And they were like, what is this? While I'm sat there keening. She can't find a picture of her mother's hand. And the kids are like, what is this?
And then that double blow of wind beneath my wings at the end. It must have been cold there in my shadow.
That's what I want, to be on a beach like that. They're in Malibu, though, aren't they? Somewhat fancy. Yeah. I'd have that, but in Dorset.
Yeah.
I think that's reasonable. It's a modest ambition.
Yeah. Hey, listen, that's fine. And very relatable, because that's what this podcast is. And it's a lot of things, but it's definitely relatable.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Right, we're about to land now, so can you please put your tray table down, up.
Fold it up.
Up, that's it. And can you put your blind up, please, so we can see? Thank you, that's great.
Yeah.
Just got some quick fire quiz, okay? Mozzie guard or no thanks, I'm hard.
Mozzie guard? I love a Mozzie guard. Makes you feel like you're in Out of Africa.
Yeah. Do you get bitten, though?
I do, but I went round India with a friend who's allergic, and he, like, that's... bad,
yeah,
isn't it? I mean, I can tolerate a bite, but his like whole arm looked like it was going to fall off.
Oh, I hate that. So it's like covered in bubble wrap. Yes. Thong or sarong?
Sarong. Never thong. It's like flossing your ass.
Mackie D's or local delicacies?
Local delicacies.
Good.
Not monkey brains, though.
No. And St. Ives or St. Lucia?
Oh, St. Ives. I love St. Ives. If everybody else wasn't there, it gets a bit crowded, doesn't it? No. I love the Tate, though.
Oh, that's lovely.
And the Barbara Hepworth.
Yeah. Louvre or leave it out?
Oh, Louvre. I'll go to the Louvre. I've never been. The queues are always too long.
Yeah. And you like a bit of culture, though?
I like a bit of culture.
Good. God, you're looking quite cute. You like a bit of culture.
Yeah.
I thought you were a moron.
Who's that other character Dame Edna does, the bloke?
Oh, the Madge. The badge.
No,
man.
The bloke character.
Oh.
His best line is, I've got culture coming out of my ass.
Les Patterson.
Les Patterson. Yeah. I'm cultured. I've got culture coming out of my ass.
And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em.
Tip 'em.
You always tip.
I do tip. I used
10%,
to be
50% or 20%?
20% these days. I used to be a right tight ass, but now I tip.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Oh, thank you. Will we have to queue for long to get off and out?
Yeah, it's going to be like St. Ives at that baggage reclaim.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you, Kerry. That was so much fun. Thank you for flying Alan Air. And you can, of course, catch Kerry on tour with Bosch this autumn. And don't forget, you can catch her on Channel 4's Taskmaster and her new drama, Undeclared War, also on Channel 4. Next week, we got Scarlett Moffat as we're going to County Durham. How a pet. And don't you ever forget, boys and girls, life's a beast.